Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, everybody.
What's today?
What's today?
Is this Thursday?
Wake up! Wake up!
Don't make me get violent early in the morning.
Man up and deal with it.
Also, it is Thursday.
This show is more fun.
In the morning.
So, let's go have some fun.
We like to have fun.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
Okay, the show's about to start. Let's get ready.
Let's start the show.
Showtime.
Yes, it is. It's showtime.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
That's what we are. Mike and Carla Morning Show without our executive producer, Morty, who is... You know what? I just told him, Carla, take the next couple of days off.
Yeah.
Get better. Get rid of the gunk.
Yeah, I know.
So he'll be back on Monday. It is 6:05, Carla, Thursday morning.
Next in line, baby. Next in line. You know, I look back on the week now. I don't know where it went.
Went by like that.
It really did. You and I, people don't realize what happens after the show.
Mm-mm.
Here, there's a lot. This is the easy part right here. There's a lot that happens.
We could just stay in this room.
I do too.
But yesterday, it was kind of cool. It's something that I haven't done in all the years I've lived here.
Yeah.
I know you've been there before.
Long time ago.
Liberace Mansion. Not the museum, the mansion where he lived.
Yeah.
We actually taped a show there with Steve Shore.
It was so cool. And, you know, I did a quick little Facebook Live, like 5 minutes to kind of walk through. And people were just, you know, ecstatic. I just thought it'd be kind of fun to do. So you're welcome to anybody who enjoyed it. There are a lot of people who went through it. There were people, because that was the area to live, you know. A lot of kids, you know, at the time, our listeners who were kids at the time, they were saying they used to go over and look over the fence.
Right.
At the house on Shirley to look at the pool that he used
to
have.
The piano pool.
Yeah, that was shaped like a grand piano.
Yeah.
Just great memories. So I'm glad everybody enjoyed that.
I showed that to Jody, who had never been there. And she goes,
it's
wow.
Amazing. Yeah. And apparently... They will, like, loan it out for some charity events. Once in a while, they will rent it out for a wedding or a function, something
very
like
rare.
That. Yeah, it is. But it's, I can see why you'd want to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Very cool.
God, it was neat.
Sunshine breezy today. High in the mid to upper 80s.
Okay.
Same for tomorrow, 75. Now, Carly has her first take on some entertainment news coming up.
Well, your favorite HBO characters, the big one, I will tell you who it is.
All right, we'll find out about that, plus some other stories after the Eagles take it to the limit.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, certainly no surprise here. Music sales for the Cars spiked more than 2,600%.
Wow.
After Rick Ocasek's death. Yeah, so a lot of people hopping on board. I hope so. I hope people out there who maybe weren't as familiar with the Cars, kids especially, are listening because they just had a great sound.
And you know what? You should actually Google some of their MTV videos.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because they were pretty innovative.
They really were. Their sound, like I said the other day, it sounds like they could have recorded yesterday.
Yeah.
You know? Al Roker undergoing hip replacement surgery. So, yeah, 65 years old. Stepping in to do the weather will be a Sharpie. They're just going to get that.
That's it?
Yes. Sean Spicer. Now listen to this. He says the judges on Dancing with the Stars aren't on his side because they lack spirituality.
Oh.
That's what. Maybe because you lack talent. He did not do well the other night at all.
We saw it on TV, some of the highlights, or lowlights, as it were.
Sean, stop it now. Don't do that.
Was he at a podium when he was talking?
No, I know. That's what I thought he should have done. He should have started at one. You know, done the Melissa McCarthy thing.
Yes.
And just shoved it out of the way.
Okay.
Last night, I don't watch this show like I did when it once started, but I will tell you, on America's Got Talent, I don't think anyone has impressed me as much as the champion from last night. Cody Lee is his name. He is autistic, not real high functioning either when you first meet him. This kid has got a voice like I cannot believe. He won. He will be headlining here in Las Vegas. And I don't know when that starts, but he was the winner. Absolutely amazing. I'm going to try to pull some of him up. Just amazing. And HBO asked a couple days ago, they just threw it out there. Hey, who was your favorite HBO character? They said name three. Well, overwhelmingly, Tony Soprano.
That would have to be number one.
Yes, he ran away with it. Now, multiple Game of Thrones characters did well, but it was pretty much Tony Soprano, then Omar from The Wire, and Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm. So, not bad. Not bad
at
all.
Top characters from HBO.
Top characters, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who yours would be.
I guess it would be Tony Soprano.
Yeah, I
Bryan Cranston, what show was he on? Was that on HBO?
No. Are you talking about Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
No, that was not on HBO. Right. No, but there were a lot of, Carrie Bradshaws, of course. I know, which was cool.
10K Payday Contest is going on right now. Nicholas Hager, the latest winner, got the call from the Beasley Banker.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
I am not, Nicholas. $1,000, and it's all yours. What are you going to do with the money?
It's definitely going to help me out. It'll help me out make some car payments. I just had to get my wife a new car.
Has to be the sweetest banker ever.
I know it.
Your next chance to win, 8 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you. All the details and rules about the 10K Payday Contest on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Dorothy's on the phone. Dorothy, what's up?
You guys were talking about the Liberace Mansion.
Yes.
I teach at a high school, and one of the high schools that I taught at had prom there.
How long ago?
Oh, I don't know. I've been in the district for 20 years.
Okay.
I can see that, though. I can see having a prom or a homecoming dance.
Oh, I would love to do. I'd love to do our Christmas party there.
Had you been in it before?
No, that was the first time.
Like I was saying on Facebook Live, it's not a house you or I would live in, but it sure is a cool place. You know, what a novelty.
What is it, 15,000 square feet?
Yeah, and originally it had 2 bedrooms and 10 bathrooms.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to go too many places.
Right.
But out of 15,000 square feet, you have 10 bathrooms and only 2 bedrooms?
Yes.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
Come on, Liberace.
I know.
What are you thinking?
I know it. Apparently he didn't want guests. You know what? No, Cousin Earl, you cannot come stay with me. Wow. I don't have the room.
Dorothy, thanks a lot for the call. You have a great day.
Bye.
Or as everybody else was calling him, Lee.
They called him Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, Kathleen Madigan, very funny woman.
No.
Coming to Caesars. No, it's the Mirage.
The Mirage, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. We had her on the phone the other day. Very funny woman. We'll share some of that conversation with you in about 6-7 minutes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
She has to be one of the funniest comedians.
Oh, jeez.
Male or female.
Oh, she's so good.
Kathleen Madigan, going to be at the Mirage with her Hot Dogs and Angels tour.
Mm-hmm.
We had her on the phone a couple of days ago, shared some time, and we asked her, what's the one kid thing you still do as an adult? And here's what she told us.
I would think the thing that I get judged on the most for being childish is I really have to have a glass of milk in the morning. And when I buy milk, like twice in L.A., the lady checking me out goes, oh, how old is your baby? I'm like 52. It's like, I don't know. I never grew out of drinking milk. I just haven't grown out of it. And I don't think you're supposed to be doing it anymore. I decided it was bad.
I have friends who tell me, I still drink milk, and I have friends who are like, oh my God, it's just awful. Really? It's more awful than other things I could be putting in my body?
So even when you go out to breakfast at a restaurant, you'll order milk?
Yes, and I catch a lot of flack for that. People, all the comments, they're just, oh my God, it's disgusting. That's one.
Really?
Or, what are you, 5? That's another one. When they order their coffee, what are you, an adult?
Yeah.
Like, I don't start going crazy on their choice of drink.
Right.
Milk just triggers people. And it's really strange to watch because I don't even think about it. It's second nature to me to order milk, but then the blowback, you're like, wow, people really have strong feelings about milk.
And even the server, when you say, and I'd like a glass of milk, they'll, let me see if we have some.
Oh my God. In Denver, I was in a Starbucks and I know they have milk because it's in the thing. It says whole milk. It's right in front of my face. And I said to the kid, I go, because they don't sell it in that little freezer thing. I said, if I gave you money, would you give me milk? And he goes, do you want our soy milk? I said, dude, I haven't turned on my phone today. I went to sleep kind of drunk at about 2 in the morning. It's now 10. In the last 8 hours, did all the cows in the world die? And he just looked at me like he didn't get it.
What?
And I go, if so, I would like to try your soy milk. If not, I don't understand why that was thrown out as an option to what I originally asked for. Those are not connected. Soy is a bean.
She is hilarious. If you're not doing anything tomorrow night, make sure you go see her over at the Mirage. Imagine winning $10,000 to spend any way you want. Details on how to play the 10K Payday Contest coming up soon on the station, playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. 7:07. Carla, it is Thursday morning.
Yes, it is.
Big day today.
Love it.
They say it's going to be sunny, maybe a little breezy.
Okay.
High only in the mid to upper 80s. Same for tomorrow. Maybe not as windy tomorrow.
That's been so nice.
It's about 75 outside right now. Carla has a few things we think you should know. We'll get to that after Billy Ocean.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen to this. According to a survey of 1,000 parents, the top skills parents worry their kids won't have include dealing with stress, budgeting, handling a broken heart, saving money, and paying bills.
I can't do that now.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. And that's what they find out. They noted that the number one way kids learn life skills is through their parents.
Right.
So either teach them well or, you know, tell them not to do as you do.
Right.
Do as you say.
Something.
Yeah. Don't rely on their teachers for all this stuff either. You know, try to teach them these things. Ladies, it's Sexy Mr. Rogers. And it's here for Halloween.
No.
Sexy Mr. Rogers. Company called Yandy. They've made some of those ridiculous sexy costumes over the years. Last year they did sexy Handmaid's Tale costume. Uh-huh. Sexy fake news, sexy pizza rat.
Oh.
This year, sexy Mr. Rogers. $60 comes with a tight red V-neck sweater, a detached collar and tie, and high-waisted, very high-waisted, and high-cut gray shorts.
Wow.
So, yeah, sexy Mr. Rogers.
Naughty Mr. Rogers costume.
Wow, okay. Perfect. And a big reminder, it's a big day today. It is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
What?
Yeah, Talk Like a Pirate Day, Mike.
Oh, arr. Boy. Arr.
Arr. Yeah. Yeah. Yo ho ho ho.
How you doing there, Carla?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, dear. Mike O'Brien, I'm doing
because that
fine.
Wouldn't be obnoxious.
Not at all.
No.
All day long.
Adopt your lucky duck today and get ready to win big at the annual Las Vegas Lucky Duck Family Fest happening at Wet n' Wild. That's coming up in Saturday, September 28th. We're going to be out there along with Kevin Janison from Channel 3, noon to 3. This is to help raise funds for Positively Kids. You want a lucky duck? You want to buy a few lucky ducks? Just text the word to lucky to 702-739-9636. Carla, you mentioned in Things You Should Know, it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day today. So the Mike and Carla hidden microphone happened to be back east in Boston, Mass, at the Margaritaville there.
Yes.
And to ask Buffett fans to basically recite lines from Margaritaville, the song, Like a Pirate. Listen to this.
Oh, they did.
I blew out me flip-flop and stepped on a pop top.
Cut my heel and had to cruise on back home.
But there's booze in the blender.
And soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on.
Hang on! Oh, jeez. Away again in Margaritaville.
Okay.
Searching for my
lush shaker salt.
Some people claim there's a woman to blame.
And I know it's my own fault.
It sounds like a horror film. It sounds like a D-horror film.
And the last guy goes Scottish.
Yeah, I know.
And this is before margaritas. This is before the tequila. You know what? We're going to regret this. But if you want to talk like a pirate this morning, got a joke, a movie line, a line from a TV show, dial it up, 702-739-9636.
Yeah, okay, pirate.
nibbling on sponge cake.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also.
That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, just jokingly, we said, if you want to call up and talk like a pirate this morning, tell your favorite joke, recite your favorite line from a movie, whatever.
As a pirate.
Dial it up, 702-739-9636. We got
is that what
phone
you're calling
lines
it?
Have lit up. They're blowing up. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, do you know what a pirate's favorite place is? Well, of course, it's Arby's.
Okay. All right.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay.
I'll be back.
You could have stopped at Arby's. Could have stopped.
We just opened a can of worms.
Yeah, we really did. I know. Wow. Talking like a pirate. Jeez.
Candy, what about you? What do you have?
Okay. Where does a pirate go when he's been in an accident?
Where?
The ER.
Okay.
The what?
The ER.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I get it. I get it. I get jokes. Sure. Okay.
You can use some of this stuff.
Yeah. I can use this in my sketches, Mike. I can do it in my
next
skits.
Time you do the stand-up thing.
Yes.
Perfect. Ronnie, what about you? What do you have?
I'm going to do Good Morning Vietnam.
Okay.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Seriously?
Just say "ar."
Yeah,
that's the beginning of Good Morning Vietnam.
Because I'm sure that's just how pirates talk.
If you missed it, just a couple of minutes ago, gave you the word fun. That's the code word. You can either text to 45911, have a shot at $1,000. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com for a chance to win the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Make sure you do that. Still have a couple of minutes. Plenty of sunshine today. Going to be breezy, high today and tomorrow in the mid to upper 80s. 76 now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
David Lee Roth will start a residency here soon. I'm going to tell you, basically Van Halen, because of him.
Wow.
He explains why.
All right, more on that and other stories after Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, Taylor Swift says that she's tried to have a relationship with Kanye West, but even though she says he's sweet behind the scenes, she says he always just turns on her publicly. Says he wants to look cool or something. And he gets up in front of everyone and just talks BS. He's just really two-faced.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Taylor. Uh-oh, that's going to come back at you.
That's a song.
Right there. That, yeah. Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. She should be writing a song about him. I think there have been some things alluding to him in certain songs.
Okay.
But, it's quite an interesting interview, actually, in Rolling Stone. You can read it online. David Lee Roth. Of course, he has a residency starting here in Las Vegas. Well, he's basically taking credit for everything in Van Halen. Now, in a recent interview, he was asked about the residency right here, whether he had to get permission from the Van Halen brothers to play all the songs. He said, no, I wrote the songs, man. I wrote every word you hear, every syllable, every melody. I structured out even the guitar solos on the first album. Why do you think the solos changed so radically later? I also designed the backgrounds on the stage, came up with the album covers, thought of the stripes on Eddie's guitar. I'm the one who said, call it Van Halen, man.
Wow.
So there you go. If you were wondering, Mike, everything.
He's responsible.
Everything.
You know, reviews on Facebook, comments on Facebook and social media about his residency are mixed.
They sure are.
So it'll be interesting to see when he does finally show up how that's going to go.
How it goes. Why do I have this feeling that he would be the guy who says, yeah, I don't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do it. I'm going to do something else, man. I want to do something.
Even after a couple of shows.
Yeah. I'm Van Halen, man. I came up with it all.
Wow.
And speaking of Las Vegas residencies, we have tickets to see this one. Rod Stewart releasing an orchestral album titled You're in My Heart. That will come out November 22nd. Tons. It's a double CD, and it's all of his greatest hits, basically, with an orchestra behind them.
Wow.
I think it's going to be cool. Yeah, I think
that
it's
seems
be really
to be the thing that a lot of rock stars are doing now.
Yeah.
With the big full orchestra. Rick Springfield did it.
Yeah, that's right. That was who did it.
And said it was very cool.
Well, I think his music in some ways kind of lends itself to that. So I look forward to that one.
All right, we do have Rod Stewart tickets to give away all week long. We've been giving away tickets for him coming back to the Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace. Rod Stewart, the hits. So we will give those away a little bit later on, next half hour, in fact, at about 8:40. And being Thursday, it'll be another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
By the way, I wanted to mention this, that, you know, because a lot of people listen to us on their way to work.
Yes, sure.
This new study came out where they've listed the top five songs, the most dangerous songs to listen to while you're driving.
And you're, okay.
Number five, this is kind of shocking, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Okay.
Very dangerous.
High energy.
Don't Let Me Down by the Chainsmokers.
Uh-huh.
Number three, Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus and Party in the USA at number two.
Really?
And this is the number one song, the most dangerous song to listen to while you're driving.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Woo. Don't want a nation under the new media.
American Idiot by Green Day.
Totally get that.
Gets you all jacked up,
oh
I guess.
Oh, my God. And I love the song, but yeah, when you hear that, you just kind of, you just kick it. The head's bobbing, the foot hits the floor a little bit harder.
Number one most dangerous song to listen to while you're driving. The least dangerous.
Yeah,
the
least will calm dangerous? Me down after Green Day.
Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Whatever you're listening to, just be careful driving. All right. We have those tickets for Rod Stewart to give away.
Yes.
Being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
I want you to want me.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, all week long we've been giving away these tickets for Rod Stewart back over at the Coliseum, over at Caesar's Palace. Rod Stewart, the hits. Being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
They held each other tight as they drove on through the night. They were so excited.
We've got just one shot of life. Let's take it while we're still not afraid.
Because life is so brief and time is a thief when you're undecided.
And like a fistful of sand, it can slip right through your hands.
All you have to do is figure out by title what Rod Stewart song that is. And if you want, I even had to check and make sure I knew what it was. If you want it one more time, here it is.
They held each other tight as they drove on through the night. They were so excited.
We've got just one shot of life. Let's take it while we're still not afraid.
Because life is so brief and time is a thief when you're undecided.
And like a fistful of sand, it can slip right through your hands.
We got the phone lines on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather. Looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Rod Stewart with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
They held each other tight as they drove on through the night. They were so excited.
We've got just one shot of life. Let's take it while we're still not afraid.
Because life is so brief and time is a thief when you're undecided.
And like a fistful of sand, it can slip right through your hands.
All you have to do is identify by title that Rod Stewart song those lyrics are from. And we have Rosalie on the phone. Rosalie, can you do it?
Is it Young Turk?
Yes, Young Turk! Woo! You got the tickets. You're going to see Rod Stewart, the hits, Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace. Now through October 5th, these tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Oh, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. You guys are the best.
Latest winner in the 10K payday contest, Tatanisha Roberts, got the call from the Beasley Banker. Here's her reaction when she found out she won $1,000.
Oh my God. I am at work, but oh my God. I have to go to the bathroom. Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Your next chance to grab $1,000 and possibly qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. But less than an hour from now, at about 10 o'clock, weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news. We'll do that after Gloria Gaynor.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union. Low auto loan rates from 2.99%. Guy in Texas forged his wife's signature earlier this year to get a divorce from her without even telling her. Oh. I've been through this. That normally doesn't work.
Wow.
He's now wanted for aggravated perjury.
Ooh.
He could get up to 10 years in prison for this.
You know, serves him right. Gee.
Again, having been through this,
wow,
you really got to go
through the proper channels.
Through the proper channels. Well, I don't know. I don't know the woman. Maybe it's worth the 10 years.
Yeah, maybe so. There you go.
I don't know.
Instead of divorce,
yes,
I'm going to jail. How about that?
A woman in Nebraska tried to set the love letters from her ex-boyfriend on fire, accidentally wound up setting her apartment on fire.
Oopsie.
That's where you go out to an empty lot or something.
Nothing good can happen when you set a fire.
She's okay, but she's been charged with negligent burning. Okay. There's a lot of laws and offenses you can be arrested for. We've never even heard of.
I know. Negligent burning.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Isn't that negligence just to begin with? So
you would think.
Okay. All right. A little easier. You're tired of going to the fridge and finding out that Jody has eaten that last piece of pizza?
Yes.
Well, guy in Wales, Dave Williams is his name. His fiance was always eating his chocolate, so he bought a see-through safe, locked it up in the fridge. You can't get into the food unless you know the combination.
Really?
Yes, really. And you can actually buy this thing on Amazon. You can buy one on Amazon, put it in your own
fridge.
That
just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, it does, actually. And I'm getting older. I don't know if I'd remember the combination.
See, that would be my problem.
I know. Jody! And I just think this is cool. Someone has invented a robot that cleans floors fine and well, but it also tells jokes, Mike.
Wow.
It's basically Alice from the Brady Bunch, because that's all she did. Tell jokes and clean. I think this is awesome. Talk about a great Roomba. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
John Schaefer did a story yesterday about people getting belligerent with TSA agents, people at the airport. Don't do that, people. I'll tell you why. A 26-year-old woman with special needs was at an airport in Alaska last week, and she was choking on a grape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brenda, she works for the TSA at the Juneau International Airport, and she heard people yelling for help all of a sudden and finally saw what was going on, ran over. This 26-year-old woman choking on a grape, and there was nobody there to help her out. They called EMTs, you know, but I mean, you're choking.
Right.
So Brenda grabbed her, did the Heimlich maneuver, out went the grape, saved her life.
Awesome.
Yeah. The woman's parents wrote a letter to the newspaper in Juneau. They wanted her to get credit for it. TSA also released a statement last week praising her for her quick action and just taking charge of what was going on. So be nice to your TSA agents.
Nicely done.
Yeah, you never know what they know.
That's a great story.
It is a good story.
That's why we say any feel-good story you know about, or maybe it's happened to you, you want to submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush coming in next. Less than 20 minutes away from your next chance to qualify for that $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. She'll have a new code word for you at the top of the hour. Recapping our show this morning on National Talk Like a Pirate Day, we had people talking like pirates.
Yes, we did, Mike.
Didn't we?
Oh, boy.
Didn't we?
We sure did.
Yesterday, I finally got to do something I have never done after living all these years in Las Vegas. I know you've been there before, but you and I got to visit the Liberace Mansion.
Oh, how cool was that?
Not the museum.
No.
The mansion.
Yeah, the actual mansion. His house.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. And they've restored it back to the way it once was for the most part.
And we told you the most dangerous song to be listening to when driving. It's this one right here.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
It's Green Day's American Idiot. And see, that's why we don't play that song here, because it's too dangerous. Listen, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning.
Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.